One win 11 games. Eight. What, he ain't won in eight Premier League. One win in eight Premier League games.
It's true. If that was David Moyes, he would have been gone long time ago.
Emery gone for less.
Well, obviously, all of these trophies.
It's because of the caliber of the manager, man. Yeah.
He's got enough credit in the
Pep is probably the best problem solver that I've ever seen as a manager.
We're about to find out, dog.
Do
we
think, is he unsackable?
No, nobody's unsackable.
Nobody's unsackable.
Nobody's unsackable.
I don't know.
Nobody's on track.
I feel like they wouldn't.
How many games do you think it would take for Man City to say, "Yo, we might have to sack him"? They're not gonna sack him, bro.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast. T is locking the door. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful game is unfolded. Written into the history books, man. And we just came back off the back of a crazy Manchester derby. It was actually kind of stinky, wasn't it? Up until like the 80th minute.
Snooze fest.
And then Manchester United decided to get involved.
The whole game, bro.
Yeah, bro. It was one of those where it just came to life in the last 10 minutes and Manchester United snatch it away in Amarin. It's well like, it's good for him, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
apart from the performance, I guess. It's a win's a win.
It gets to a point where, like, obviously in this early stage, all the Man United fans seem like they're behind him, they're backing him, they're willing to give him a chance.
But then it's
one of them ones. It's like, how long do you give him before you can start criticizing him?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's early doors, I guess.
Yeah, it's early doors, and maybe they ain't got the players that they want. They need a couple windows, very rare. But what we're seeing on the pitch right now. How long until we can start going, yo, Amarin, what's going on with some of these decisions?
Oh, Charles applying the pressure early.
Formations and why he dropping certain man and...
I saw the quotes about that, actually, about him dropping Rashford and Garnacho. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
He's trying to be that guy. Yeah, literally.
Portuguese.
I think he's right. I don't know about come out the squad completely.
Yeah, that's a bit of a magic.
But them two need a dropping because they were stinking up the joint. Mm. Like, let's talk about their performances on the pitch. Rashford has not been playing well.
Mm.
And Garnacho, like, for as much as he's been, like, trying. And,
but he's been effective, but yeah.
End product is zero, bro. Like, zero, so...
I feel like to drop them, man. Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's a bit harsh with
But maybe there was some stuff going on off the pitch as well.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, for real.
We shall get into it.
Maybe there was some stuff going on.
We definitely shall get into it, guys. But before we do get into the football, there's loads of football. Actually, some big games, some big results coming up this week.
Yeah.
Man, how you been, man? Been good? Christmas coming up, mate?
Yeah, trust me.
Got the shopping done?
Nah, not yet.
Have you got the shopping done?
Online thing. Online thing. I know what to get my brother, but I'm struggling what to get my mom in it. But
yeah, bro, I always struggle with that one.
I got my mom everything. I got my TV presents. You know you run out of ideas. I'm walking with a limp, though. I'm walking with a bit of a limp.
What happened to you?
See, Footy Addicts.
They grabbed you.
I see your content, actually.
Yeah.
I done a sesh. I done a sesh on, like, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
The sesh weren't the greatest. You know how it is.
I know already, bro.
You'll turn up to a session, and, like, there's two men that are good. Yeah. And then, like, eight men that are just meaty. And one man that's like, yo, why you play football?
Yeah, it's always...
You just play it for the love of the game type.
It's always a mixed bag.
Oh, wait! No!
What are you doing here, bro?
Man is wearing gloves, short sleeve.
And a hat.
He's wearing a hat.
A woolly hat.
So what are you doing
and
here?
And a windbreaker.
Broski, windbreaker.
So there was one Polish done.
Yeah.
Who was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Polish done.
Yeah.
And there was a couple times that he was on opposite team for me, innit? So there was a couple times he was just getting the ball and just going on a run.
Oh, he's doing his own thing.
And you know me, Bob. If there's one thing that I love almost as much as scoring a goal, it's a crunching tackle.
Hunting man down is part of that as well.
Bro, I was like, okay, listen, nobody's moving to him. I have to move to him.
Oh, so you crunched him.
I tried to crunch him. Like he nicked the ball away just at the last minute. I normally time my tackles all right, innit? Yeah. I'm aggressive in it, but I normally time my tackles right. He poked the ball away, bro. I've lifted him in the air, but he's gone through like the side of my leg. Obviously, like at the time, you know, adrenaline, rare.
You don't feel
it. It hurts a little bit, but it's all right.
Yeah.
When I got home and I got in the shower, I look at my leg. It's twice the size of the other one, fam.
Oh, swear like that,
bro. The swelling. It was peak, bro. I was walking with a limp all the way.
And then you had to go work the next day.
Blah, I'm going to work tomorrow. I'm going to be limping about work tomorrow.
Especially when you're at like a goals or something.
Yeah, man.
And the station is far.
You know, just got, you know, sometimes you just gotta let man know, bro, I've got work tomorrow. Like, yeah. Yo, like.
It was the hostility.
Trust me. Like, what's the hostility for?
The peak thing
is you done it, yeah. You know what I've done it, yeah. So he's thinking, yo, I've got work tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
I might have work tonight.
I fully hired myself. Yeah. Self-inflicted.
I love that, man. Jengi, how was your footy addict session, mate?
Hey, decent, man.
It looked entertaining,
mate. Nah, I can't lie. It was decent still. My team won. My team won still.
You know when the teacher joins in with PE?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you look like, bro.
You know what it is now. I'm trying to say a bit different. You know, trying to be creative and that. But yeah, it was decent, man. My team won, and I was deep, and I was like, "Rah, not to big myself up." But yeah, my team won, scored all the goals.
Of course.
But yeah, it was. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was telling the guy that runs the area that I'm in that I do it in. Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, starting to get a little bit better. Still a bit. Like you said, the guys with the bro, you're wearing gloves. You're wearing checkered
gloves. The windbreak. Oh, fingerless gloves. I stop it.
Home men are wearing gym. They're wearing gym gloves to play football. They think it's football swag.
Oh,
and then he's got a woolly hat.
Man,
he's got
Umbro.
He's got the Finchulate one. You know the Finchulate one. You know.
That is very specific, bro.
He's got the Finchulate joints.
Umbro Astros.
I can't lie, man. How important is football swag, by the way? I feel like some players, like, they don't care and they can still play really well.
I think it's important still.
I think it's important.
For me, low-key, I'm a bit scruffy with it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So you could be one of the gents that you'd be wearing.
I wear tiempos, though.
Yeah.
I wear tiempos.
Yeah.
I wear tiempos. But my football swag is not like...
Hey, go. Give us. What did you wear for your last session?
What did I wear?
Yeah.
So I wore... So there was a tournament that I played for the Cube.
Yeah,
and they had like a black Puma cube. My thing's all right.
Okay,
it's not.
Come on, man.
I ain't wearing windbreakers and things.
Okay, okay.
But like,
do you know
what I mean? But I'm not going all out to like look super nice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going
out there. Grip socks and this and that. Yeah,
I do have grip socks, but that's as far as I go. That's as far as I go. Otherwise, like, I'm just going out there shorts. Do you get me?
Yeah.
My little t-shirt. I'm out there.
It's important though. I do like it. Yeah.
Okay.
But
some people can
look swaggy and be dead.
That's
though. What.
That's
thing.
That's the problem.
Some people can.
Bro.
All
that's
the gear,
problem.
What they call it? All the gear. No idea.
Bro.
That is the problem.
Man, I went League 2 training kit. I'm thinking, bro, League 2. I'm thinking, okay, you might be a baller.
They got the bag with the initials
on. In the first
5 minutes,
you're thinking, nah.
Yeah.
Who topped you, Nick?
Yeah, for real. Be my thing.
Yeah.
Go for your boy and that.
Firm.
No. Yeah, I hear it, bro. I think. You do get a mixed bag, and you never know what you're gonna get. That's the beauty of footy addicts, I guess. Because then every now
surprises.
And then you pull up and like, raw, who the hell is this kid?
You know?
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Trust.
I did some
kids
shooting.
Are wavy.
I did some shooting this morning while you was at Red. How was radio, Bob?
Yeah, it was good, man.
I did some shooting. I was in Enfield shooting HMT Samson Sport.
Okay.
Yeah, little then Sunday League team. Couple of my boys there. Shout out Michael. Shout E-Man. All them man. Canada. All the man them. Yeah, man. They done their thing, man.
What was the score? Did they win?
3-2.
Okay.
They were 2-0 up at half time and then they lost their heads.
What area is this? Where is it? North?
Enfield.
Oh, it's North.
So it's Bartlett. It's Barnet League.
Oh, okay.
Barnet League. Yeah, they're doing all right. They're top of the league. They're going pretty well. They got their little Christmas due next Friday, so I'm going to go there, take some more pictures and whatnot.
Class, man.
And yeah, maybe like periodically, like not every other Sunday, but every so often on a Sunday, I'll go there.
Update the content for them.
Yeah, do some shooting, do some content
decent,
and whatnot.
Man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Dope,
they're my peoples there, and yeah, they got a little fund in there. The man there, you know, on Sundays, you know, they got to pay £5 to play. The man, they'll go for free, fam.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You see, with the Sunday league thing, yeah, there's a lot of brands that's starting to tap into Sunday League,
yeah,
man. So there's a market there still.
From there. Do you get me?
Sunday,
shout
I can't like Sunday League's rising.
Shout
man.
Out SC Dons and Beatties and all these men for
real.
Really like starting and pioneering. Yeah,
man,
bro,
for real.
Created the path.
If you want to really take it back and give men and their flowers, if you know about Palmers.
Palmers, yeah.
You know
yeah,
Palmers,
yeah, yeah.
Essex team. Palmers and then
Smith,
hashtag and all that.
Smith's cold.
You?
Do you watch Smith's team?
Smith.
He does like the ground thing.
I think I know, yeah.
Around the ground.
On the road.
Do you know what I call that? I managed to watch that. Smith, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to tune into that.
What does he say? Oh, what's his catchphrase, man? Oh, today we're going here. He's class, man. But all right, man, let's get back into the football. Manchester Derby was kicking off today.
Man United,
we can't say, well, you kind of did stink up the gaff, but you left with all 3 points, so.
This was important away as well.
What can we say about that, man? Charles, you watched the whole game.
Yeah.
Tell me about Manchester United's performance, man, because I feel like even in the spurts I was watching, it still looks like a very much a work in progress.
Yeah, it's very, very, very janky. Very janky. They like, I don't think, I mean, you could kind of say they defended well, but at the same time, Manchester City didn't really do enough. I know they went 1-0 up, De Bruyne and Guardiola sort of linking up there. They Man United conceded from a set piece again. Mm. I think they're the second worst team to, you know, concede from set pieces. So
well, Man United fans.
Stop talking about Arsenal, because you conceded to Forest, you conceded to City here, all set players and whatnot. So you lot face your front and focus.
Mm.
But like, the defending,
face your front.
I mean, the defending was okay. Like, they did all right, but yeah, Man City really didn't do enough, and obviously they're in some bad form. But in and of themselves, like going forward, like there wasn't really a lot of synergy there. Like, it weren't great. Mm. I think only Amad Diallo was the only one really that was like causing like a constant problem.
Mm. Yeah,
Bruno would get into little areas and, you know, try to do his little thing, but like certain stuff weren't.
Should have scored that chance. Working.
Yeah, I see that.
Hoyland weren't really doing much. Mount went off injured. Mount, I can't lie.
Mount,
is
yeah,
Mount finished, man? Then
he might be finished.
On a boy to boy thing, Mount. Yeah.
Well, in the club, you got to put your arm around him, isn't it? Yeah. Listen, bro, get some water, fam.
It's looking.
See that football team? Yeah, you might have to give it.
It's looking like Wilshere, bro. You know, their manager can't get fit.
What time? Like, let me see what minute he went off, man.
They were saying, remember Amorim was saying at the start, like, as he came in, like, he was bigging up Mount and he was bigging up his team and saying, yo, I'm going to include him more.
Oh, 14th minute.
Yeah, bro, early.
What is it, though, man? It has to be something.
Don't even know what it was, but, like, he went down, like, just sat there and he just looked dejected, bro.
Yeah, fine.
Like, he just looked defeated, bro. It's peak.
Peak.
I can't lie, it's sad, man. It's sad.
And he ain't. Since he signed for Man United, he ain't got a run of games.
He hasn't. He actually hasn't.
Not 5-10 games in a row where, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he can really.
How many abs does he even have?
Bro,
yeah, I'm going to look that up.
Honestly.
Actually.
Definitely like, less than 50.
Hasn't had any, like, sort of consistency going out there at all. Been struggling with the injuries too much. And he's only, like, 25, 26 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Bro.
It's over for him.
Mason,
no, okay, it's he's not over.
Not over, but it's looking, yeah, no, but it's looking peak, man.
It's looking very, very bad, man.
Mason Mount, he is 25, man.
Fam, he's like, it's 26 next month or something like that.
25, yeah, he's literally on the dot, 26 next month. Man United's number 7, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. That's a big number, fam. That joint is cursed, though.
Yeah,
it's cursed, is it?
Isn't it? That joint is
cursed. What, since Ronaldo left
other
it, everyone?
Than Ronaldo, who's the other one? They got Beckham. Cantona, they got George Best, they got Beckham. But then other than that, they've had Gabriel Obertan, they've had Bear.
Nah, that one, that was a vial.
did Memphis Depay have 7?
I think he did.
Did Di Maria have 7?
Di Maria?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Di Maria did have. Yeah, oh, yeah.
So the 7.
Man United had Di Maria!
Bro, they've had a couple.
Oh,
bro, they had Falcao, fam. They had Falcao.
Falcao.
Oh, no, nah, see,
they
yeah,
had
I
that
can't
stupid
lie.
Era where they were just signing mad, like,
graveyard
big names.
For talent.
It's the contract, it's on the contract, that's where.
I think maybe it was that number 7. I think maybe it's that shirt that's done it to Mount, man. Because we didn't see none of these injuries or any of this inconsistency or any of this madness at Chelsea.
Yeah, he's
gone to Man United and it's just all falling off a cliff for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he joined in it, like, the 23-24 season. So what was that last season? Last season, he made 14 appearances in the Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
He's only made 7 appearances in the league this year.
Gosh.
4 appearances in the Europa League.
Oh,
2 appearances
gosh.
In the FA Cup. So
he's not lucky. He's not even up to 50.
Yeah. And that was last season.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Man United were pretty boring in this game. Like they carved out 1-2 chances, but I don't think they did enough. Obviously, they won the game, but it took 2 mistakes. It took City literally throwing the game away with 2 big mistakes at the end of it for them to actually snatch something and win.
Yeah.
And, okay, look, props, like I said, to Diallo. Like, he got the winner. It was amazing the way he took the finish.
Great finish, yeah.
Vardiol's on the line taking a piss, trying to backheel it off the... Pep. I can't lie, Pep. You cannot ever let Vardiol in your team again.
Yeah,
I don't even know the punishment Pep's going
to
give him.
And Nunes as well for passing it to Diallo on the edge of the box as well. Like, bro.
The thing that... My problem with that one is I don't know why he... Well, like you said, he was trying to make up for the mistake.
Bro,
but he panicked, man.
Bro,
by the point he got to Diallo, he actually had a chance to just slow it down.
Because Diallo was the danger man for me. He was the only one really like causing problems.
Yeah.
So you've given it to him, and you're 1-0 up, and it's the 86th minute. Like, I can understand like that his head went a little bit.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's like Jengi said when he first seen it, like. There was still a lot for Diallo to do.
Yeah,
like,
he didn't
have to go in and just kick, man. Like,
he lost
his head completely.
Yeah,
so
frustration.
Obviously, two big mistakes from City throwing the game away and giving it to Man United, and I don't think they deserve to win it. But hey, they won it. They took advantage of this Man City thing.
Man City thing is crazy right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
You are not
Pep
wrong, my
is
friend.
Definitely
head is fried.
His head is
gone, bro.
Aye.
I seen a picture of Diallo trying to shake Pep's hand after the game.
No, he's taking a fizz, yeah. He's taking it there still. He's taking
Pep
this.
Gave him a mad look.
You want to shake my hand?
Do you know what I've won?
No.
You walking towards me?
No.
Trust me.
Coming
you're
to
me?
Towards... No. Did you see when he gave away the penalty, the reaction from Pep?
Oh, yeah, he was fuming.
Bro, he's definitely got some scratches on that head of his.
100%.
Yeah, bro. What, fresh
digging
ones?
His nails in. Fresh from, scratches. Man, he just looked like, oh, my goodness.
He must be tearing... Nah, if he had hair, he'd be tearing it out because, bro, yeah. He didn't tell Nunes to do that. He didn't tell Gvardiol to try and backflip the thing off the... Bro.
What type of nonsense is that?
That's childish, man. That's a yellow card.
Match on the flare. Yeah. Flare
I actually
flare
think should have got booked for that still.
Flare.
That's...
That's insane.
Yeah. You see, when man having a good year, they think they can do it all, innit? It's like, come on,
he even scored in the game. He scored a header in the game. Yeah, I'm good. My rating going to be good. 7.9.
You remember that video of that Turkish team where the guy, he's like, he just goes around the whole dressing room, he just slaps them all. I think that's what Pep's
doing. Oh, no.
Pep
whoa.
Needs to be headbutting a couple men in the changing room, you know? Yeah.
He just goes around and just slaps them all.
And come here, Josko. Boom.
Yeah, go. How do you even say that guy's name? Is it Gvardiol?
Gvardiol.
Why
is his name with a G? What the f?
The G is silent, fam. Like lasagna.
Gvardiol. Gvardiol.
Shout out Lil Wayne.
All right, man. Let's get on to City then, man. Because, bro, they're going through a really rough patch. One win in 11 games. One win in 8 Premier League games. It's dark times for them, man. It's really dark times for them, bro. If you look at the form guide, normally when you look at City, it's green, 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 green. If you look at this, man, then... Red, 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 grey, red, green.
That's crazy.
Grey, red, 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 red.
Red, grey, green.
Yeah, it's peak, fam.
That's
so
crazy.
Where was Foden today?
Where was Foden today?
Can we call Foden to the stand?
Please? Someone said, yeah, when I was doing the live, because I was in the comments for a question, at work, and someone said, I saw Foden come onto the pitch. I saw him come off the pitch, but wow, I didn't see him on the pitch during the game.
That's crazy.
He had one.
I said, come onto the pitch.
He had one shot today.
Yeah, I think he had one shot. Yeah, where he jugged a couple of people. Then
after that, I didn't see nothing from him today. This is the player of the year last year. This is a shortlist for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. He's rattled though,
bro. There's a lot of comment. Yeah, he's rattled.
He's rattled though. Bro, he's definitely rattled.
But nothing performances, bro. He's not showing up. He's not doing anything. Like he's not being the front man for City. He's supposed to be the front man now. He's supposed to take on the responsibility of being the guy and dragging them through this tough situation at the end. It's one win in 11 now. Come on, where are you, my bro?
Yeah. Champions, you know.
We do all this thing online.
That's a good question. Where are you?
Bro, we do this thing online. We've got where comparisons. Are you now? We're talking about Saka. We're talking about Palmer. Da, 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 da. Like, Palmer,
where are you when it's dark, foe?
Palmer's out there balling, doing his thing. Saka's out there balling, doing his thing. You're the player of the year, my bro.
Trust me.
Where you at?
Where
are you now? He said you was going to be there. But where are you now?
He said you'd never leave
me till you come home. But where are you now?
Where are you now?
Full phone, that's a message for you, my friend.
Shout out,
where are you now? He said you was going to be there. But where are you now? You said you'd never leave us till you come home.
But where are you now?
Where are you now?
In Brom, man. In Brom. And Haaland. Oh, Haaland. You stink.
Humble,
you see what Rory Jennings was saying?
Go on, about disrespecting the establishment. We're not going to go there, are we?
You see when Haaland first came in and Rory Jennings was like, yo, he's not going to score that many goals. Not like that.
I said
something similar.
He did, though. He did score a lot of goals.
He did. I know what. But fam, what's he on now? What's he doing?
Well, bro.
Everyone's taking him out of their fantasy league team.
Yeah, which is...
Nobody's got him in there.
All right, let's have a look at
him. Have you got him? Yep. Yeah, that's why you're behind the camera, fam. That's why you're not in front of the camera.
Okay, all right. Let's
you will listen. No, if you don't listen,
fam,
you end up at the bottom.
The goals have dried up. He's not doing anything.
Okay, but let's have a deep dive into this then, because Total Match is playing the league at the moment. 16.
For Haaland,
16 matches played.
But the goals, I bet the goals are like 17.
Goals.
He's still like...
He's second, isn't he?
He's still joint top scorer with Salah. He's joint top scorer still, obviously, but it looks like he's stocked up early on in the season.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he hasn't scored early. Yeah, because he hasn't scored in a little while. But Mandim, I think what they were saying in it, like, I think that age old kind of conversation around Haaland is, if he's not scoring, what's he doing? And he's not creating. He's not creating enough
because his link play is not the best.
He ain't got the greatest.
And if the team isn't cooking and the team isn't ticking the way it needs for him to tick, then it's like
Foden's kind of selfish. You don't really look for him like the only one that really looks for him like that.
It's KDB, innit?
KDB and maybe Grealish, but Grealish is fried. And Doku.
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes Doku, man.
All I want is for Doku to do well, man. But Jesus,
Doku, man. Sometimes, bro, the way he's playing
sometimes
football,
unbelievable, bro. And sometimes he looks like, oh my days, come on, fam.
Nah, man.
It's not it.
I look.
What you they don't
say, what they say, if a man's 30 or younger, you can't do him.
Yeah, that's peak.
Nah, pause. Man.
Ooh, sorry, that's a challenge.
Ducky, man.
Nah.
Gotta do better.
What's going on here, man?
And Savinho, apparently Savinho is no good no more.
Bro,
what's happening?
After he had them couple spells.
Nobody really looks for Harden.
Who's that other guy they got? Is it Nunes?
Nunes,
isn't it?
Mateus Nunes, but he gets played in like loads of auxiliary positions, bro. A little bit like Bernardo Silva. Just gets asked.
You know what? Hey, what
jobs.
You want to play? Okay, can you play there?
The thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can play there.
Them ones, odd
jobs.
That's
what they're trying to say. That obviously Manchester City, they do have injuries. We can't lie, they do have.
No, they do. But come on, the team they have though, man.
Manuel Akanji was out. John Stones was out today. Rodri, Oscar Bob, Nathan Ake, Rico Lewis was suspended. And then on their bench today. Oh, no, John Stones was on the bench, sorry. So Kovacic was on the bench today. Grealish was on the bench. Savinho
was on
the bench.
All three of them came on.
John Stones was on the bench. And then the rest of them are like academy players.
So, do you know what it is, yeah? I think
they still had a good enough 11.
The injuries.
Yeah, I'm not using that excuse. I'm
the injuries is hurting them the most at defence.
I think they're missing Julian Alvarez as well because I feel like they don't have a plan B.
Yeah,
the striker, yeah, Hundo. Yeah.
Because his link play is a lot better and he probably works and presses a little bit better than Haaland, Haaland as well, sorry.
Here's a question I want to pose then, Manu, because I'm thinking like, you know that season where they didn't have a striker and it was like, okay, cool, we still won the league.
Yeah.
We didn't have an out-and-out striker. And it was like, okay, we're unstoppable, blah, 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 whatever, yeah. Obviously, they're bringing Haaland. And then last year, they had Alvarez to kind of switch up every now and then. Do you think it was kind of like that same kind of vibe? Like, nah, fuck it, man. We're still going to win. We don't need a backup striker. We don't need a plan B.
Yeah, 100%.
Kind of like that kind of confidence slash arrogance, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean,
coming into the season?
Similar to some of the accusations you could say about Arsenal and their window, City didn't really have a good window either. When they get Savinho, like, okay.
Which was like some dodgy pre-contract. Yeah, anyway.
And then they brought back Gundogan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They didn't really do too much in the window, do you know what I'm saying?
They were that confident.
Yeah, bro. The they didn't really have the best of windows either. So and that's been a little bit of a criticism low key of them that goes under the radar, like some of the business that they've been doing the last couple of years. It just gets masked because they're winning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think that's a conversation to have in itself, isn't it?
That's the same thing that I had about Liverpool when they were winning stuff and then they had that dip year. You know that dip year you had where you finished like fourth or whatever?
Finished fifth.
And you had to redo the midfield. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? At that time, I was like, yo, they didn't really reconstruct the midfield. Like, they didn't do it in time or they didn't, like, sort of pre-plan for that
type true.
Thing. And then you suffered for a year. And now it's like, okay, now you're sort of getting back over that.
Yeah, for real.
But, yeah, City, just because they've been winning, yeah, it's kind of been masked, the lack of business or lack of great business that they've been doing.
Yeah, because I guess the argument would be, oh, we don't need to.
Bro, winning all the trophies, isn't it? It's calm.
They probably got comfortable. I think they got comfortable.
Well, I'm just looking. Yeah, exactly.
I actually think they got comfortable. They thought, yeah, these players
are
winning.
Charges, though, 115 charges and FFP.
Do you think it's a bit of a hangover for them, man? Do you think they're going a bit like, oh, like Pep's going, oh, fucking hell, we can do all this, but, bruv. We're going to end up in League One anyway. Do you think it's like a vibe, like a cloud over the club right now? It's got to be, right? It's got to be affecting
the dressing room. With their thing as well, the FFP stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
But then maybe you'd think, oh,
the injuries
because
as well.
Pep signed a new deal, maybe that might stabilise the situation in the change room a little bit more.
Mm.
Like, it's mad to think that all of this, and there are still some people that will maintain, like Kizer, let's say, will maintain that all of this is happening because Rodri's out of that midfield.
Yeah,
and I'm like, bro, it can't possibly be that. Or like, obviously, that's a big part of it, but there's more contributing factors, isn't
it?
But yeah, it's a crazy situation over there, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
One win in 11.
I think that might
be that's sackable stuff, bro.
Yeah,
we sacked
.
Emery for less.
Yeah. Well, I guess
we sacked Emery for less. Bro.
I mean, that's two questions I want to ask them from that. I guess does it how. Rodri was the first domino. How much are they missing this guy?
That's
man?
A big old domino. Fam.
Yeah.
The fact that
that's
he's
a domino with the two sixes on either side.
That's a big, mad thing.
That's a vital part. You can't function, bro. You know, once you knock it, everything just falls.
Brother.
Maybe, who knows?
Like Pep out, innit?
Pep out.
Whoa.
And that's the second question I want to ask, man.
Nah,
one win in 11 games.
I can't sack him, though.
One win in 11 games. Eight. Well, he ain't won in eight Premier League. One win in eight Premier League games.
It's true. If that was David Moyes, he would have been gone long time ago.
Emery gone for less.
Well,
obviously, all of these trophies.
It's because of the calibre of the manager, man.
Yeah, he's got enough credit in the
Pep is probably the best problem solver that I've ever seen as a manager.
We're about to find out, dog.
Do we think, is he unsackable?
No, nobody's unsackable.
Nobody's unsackable.
Nobody's unsackable.
Drink his finger by it, though.
I don't know. I don't know, you know.
Nobody's unsacked.
I think he could be, though, man. I feel like they wouldn't ever.
How many games do you think it would take for Man City to say, yo, we might have to sack him? They're not going to sack him, bro.
That's actually a great way to put it,
but the thing is, he is probably still probably, the best manager in the world.
Yeah.
So, like, to sack him would be kind of dumb.
But as Jenkins says, how
many games would it take for them to say,
it like that.
Okay, we might have to get rid of that. It's not working anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they can sack him, bro. I just think it's either it's going to work.
They're willing to finish.
Yeah, we move. End of the contract, we move.
Should we put him on a timer?
What are we saying? Well, how many games do you think?
Let's give him to Jan, man.
5 to 10 more games.
5 to 10 more games.
And no second? Nah.
Okay, let's do it like this. In the next 10 games, he's got to get 5 wins at least.
Bro, in the next 10...
If you do not get 5 wins, you are out the door.
In the next 10 games,
okay,
yeah.
10 games, okay, cool.
If there's like 2 draws...
And what, wins? Or no wins?
5 L's.
Okay, no, wait.
Do the maths. Okay, if you do the maths, though, how many games would that be?
That's three W's. Two L's and... No,
but and then
two,
you do the overall thing, since this 11-game stinker that we've been going through.
So that's
you 20. Add the next 10 as well.
So that's like...
That could be like 3 wins in 20 games. Something like
that. Do you understand? Like 3 in like...
So that will put Man City where? Like 7th, 8th in the league?
Bro, let me have a look for you now.
You know what?
If they start dropping out of top four...
Yeah. I think that's when... I can't lie. Okay, if Man City, after Christmas or New Year... And they're like 6th or 7th.
Do you know what I mean?
They're all rubbing shoulders
with Nottingham Forest.
Brighton and Spurs.
Forest are above them.
Yeah, Forest are above them.
Holy smokes.
Well, I guess that's kind of a saving grace for them as well, because...
It's 2-1 Chelsea, by the way.
Yeah, I just see
and that. Mbeumo just scored 90th minute.
Come on, Brentford. Up the bees.
Nah, that's it. Chelsea are close, man.
We did say on the pod, though. You never know. Chelsea might be a surprise. Surprise title contenders.
Mbeumo in my fantasy team. Quickly, and then quick
goal.
Quick
just
goal,
yet,
quick
but come here.
I don't know, man. Did I keep?
What you saying? I can't like Pep though, man. Unsackable. I think it's unsackable still.
I think low key. I think he is, man. I think they could finish. They could get 3 wins in 20 games, and they'd be like, "It's calm, man. He's won six, and he'll remind you that he's done it as well."
Who's Man City's next game? Do we know?
We can find out for you, my broski.
Bro,
the next game.
I think it all depends.
Is...
Like you said, the next games. And the teams.
Okay,
let's
do it like
to.
This then. Should we do their next? Okay.
Next 5?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Ain't they struggling in the Champions League?
Okay,
as well?
here comes their month.
It's peak in the Champions
League. They move like Real Madrid.
Here comes their December and February, yeah? Okay, cool. So the next game they have is Aston Villa away. Then
they
have
potentially lose that. Potentially.
Man City. No, and they have Everton at home. And then they have Leicester away. And then they have West Ham at home.
Oh, drillings.
Yeah.
So the Leicester West Ham game, they win. But I think the Aston Villa, they could lose. And
Aston Villa could
the
be a sticky
Everton
one.
Everton game, they could get a draw.
Yeah, Everton could do something crazy. It's a 12-30.
I'm only saying that because they drew against Arsenal. That's why.
Man City, then they have Salford in the FA Cup. And then they have Brentford.
Who?
Brentford away, which Brentford is a bit of a bogey
Brentford
team
are the
for
best
them.
Team in the league at home.
Is and it?
This year, yeah. They got the best home record still.
And then they got Ipswich away.
Drillings.
Unfortunately.
Nah, I can't lie, bro. I think Isis can do a little say, you know?
Drillings.
Listen, man. Man like
I'm being optimistic.
Conor Chaplin starting these days.
Whoosh.
Chaplin's a baller, fam.
We're going to go back to this.
Chaplin's a baller.
He's doing all right.
We are going to go back to this. Ipswich against Man City, yeah?
We will revisit
if this. If Ipswich beat Man City, insert the clip.
insert the clip.
What's my forfeit?
What's his forfeit?
That's a great question.
Have you got a
pod in either a Spurs kit?
Ooh!
Ah, you lot are buying it, though.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay. Quick Timu, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I'm playing it too, yeah.
Timu from
Spurs. What's that thing called? Dean's Gate or something?
Oh, DH Gate.
DH Gate, yeah.
When you say Spurs, just be white.
Yeah.
Just be a white top.
With a bird Holston, on it. With Nando's
Holston,
bird on it.
Holston. Or what's the thing that they used to have back in the day? What's the travel agent company? What are they?
This is a great pop question quiz. Thompson.
Thompson.
Thomas Cook. Yeah. Okay, actually, no, I'm going to Google that shit. Let me just double check that.
How long has Charles got then? How many weeks has he got until that game?
That's a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's not too.
Until bad. Jan?
Yeah, it's not too
Jan. I want to load that one.
Jan. January sells Tottenham kit. Team.
Make a note of it. All right, Amanda. Well, Man City, you're in the mud. It's pleasurable to see. It's lovely to see. I can't lie, man.
Yeah, man.
We used to pray for times like this. No, I don't know the words. But yeah, big up Man City.
Hold on, wait a minute. Man United winning.
Big up Amarin, man. Manchester United, well done. You didn't play great, but you earned the 3 points, man. That's the most important thing. Man, let's move on to around the league. Let's move to Liverpool against Fulham, man. This one was full of controversy.
Yeah, I can't lie. It was actually 2 points dropped for the Reds, man. Lively game still.
2 points dropped for the Reds. Low-key proud of the performance because we had 10 men. Mm. Could have won the game. A couple of their players were saying that it even felt like the man still had
could have won the game. I can't lie, yeah.
So it's credit to the team, but at the end of the day,
I think Liverpool should have won the game still. The way you guys are playing, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
If you had 11, you probably would have beat them.
Yeah, I think so too. But, bro, obviously, as you might find out, Fulham are a good team, fam.
Fam.
Yeah. And Awobi's cooking.
Yeah, he's in good form this year, man.
Yeah, he's playing well.
In good form this year. Didn't really do much against us, but in general this season, he's been playing very well, man.
Yeah, he is playing
well. Coming of age, man.
Trust me, happy that he's doing his thing. I think he had an interview recently where he was like, yo, like, I'm now maturing. I'm now like, at that stage in my career now where I'm like 26, 27. Do you get me? Like, I'm, you know what I mean? So I have to really find my way and mature as a footballer. And yeah, he's comfortable down there in Fulham,
he's comfy,
man.
Facts, man. London.
In it, he stayed in the end.
Still with your boys, you know what I'm saying? So
what are you saying, Bob? Time to get rid of that left back, yeah? You saying own goal and a red card? Yeah, forget the good times, man. It's over, fam.
Cuckoo. Hey, I think Robinson, we do need a we need cuckoo. A replacement, man. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to my guy Robbo, man.
See what Saka done to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
And then,
man.
Boy, even before that, it was like, yo, Robbo's a bit.
I think it's weird, one man, because Robbo, when I've been watching the season, some performances he's actually played really well, and then but he's had moments like this. He's had too many times this season where he's just had a blunder, or he's given a pen, or he's made a bad challenge, it's like evident that this chance comes from a bad touch. And the do you know what I mean? It's just like, come on, man, you can't be doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think injuries at some point kind of stunted him a little bit?
I think so. I think he was injured last season, wasn't he? Yeah. And then it's like when you don't get that rhythm, especially as a kind of player he is, being dynamic up and down.
Yeah, because one time, bro, Robertson and
Trent, man, like Batman and Robin,
and then the wings is the hardest position, like as a wing back or as a winger, because you could be chinged or you could ching.
Yeah, fam.
And it's a hazardous position, bro.
You could be chinged.
Right, fight or flight.
Yeah, for real.
If you're a wing back or a winger in this league, man.
And the thing is, bro, someone on the opposite side of the Robinson guy, he had a great game as well.
Oh, so that's who you want in the red shirt, yeah? Okay. Is that two assists?
Two assists that game. Damn. Well, let me just have a look just to double. Yeah, two assists that game. And this is the thing, yeah. I think this is where I noticed, like, I love Joe Gomez as well, but I feel like I noticed that this was the slight difference when we're missing Konate.
Where is Konate?
Konate's injured.
Again?
Oh, okay. It was Endrick that injured him.
Class. Oh, I think.
Remember
Endrick Lamar?
I think stupid haircut.
How long is he gone for a bit?
It was like 6 weeks, I think. And that was the Real Madrid game, so that was like 2 weeks ago.
After Christmas we'll be back. January we'll be back.
Yeah, but I only say that because like Anthony Robinson, the second goal, there was to be fair, it wasn't Joe Gomez this time, it was Jerrold Quansah.
Maybe
what I'm saying is, yeah, if for example Joe Gomez would have been where Quansah was if Konate was fit, if that makes sense.
Okay. Right.
But because Konate is not fit, Joe Gomez has to play with Konate, then Quansah comes.
Trent came off,
yeah. So what I'm saying
was Trent injured, why did he come off?
I know, he keeps doing that, man. Slot keeps doing that. He keeps taking him off. He's trying to, like, preserve him, I think.
So you're getting pissed off. Hey, Bob's pissed off.
I don't know why he's doing that. He keeps doing that, bro. He's doing that. The whole, like, oh, yeah, like, we have to reserve minutes, blah, 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 blah. I get it. But, bro,
that's niggas, Trent, fam.
Niggas coming off at, like, 75 minutes, 79 minutes all the time, bro.
Man, they got their head turned, man. He's looking at Madrid and that, bro.
I don't know if it's, like, him trying to reserve contract. It to get him to be, I don't know, bro. But he keeps coming off anyway. So, my point is, Jerrold Quansah, okay, fair enough, it was a great play from Anthony Robinson. But I think he was a bit soft, you know what I mean? He was a bit soft. I think if that's Konate, and they're both bullying for that ball, like, bro, like, you're not going to, do you know what I mean? That becomes such a harder chance for Robinson to cross. Mm. So I think that was another sign that I think we're missing Konate, man. And yeah, obviously it was nice for us to get back in the game, bro. But I think this is one where
my man's back
once again, man.
My man's back up top, though.
Once again, fam. What, Jota the Slotter?
He's back.
Hey, the goal.
So you can move that Nunez, you move him to the bench, man. Safe, man.
Hey, We have to give props to that goal though.
We got, because he's a finisher still.
He's a striker still.
Yeah. So you got your.
But someone said, I can't wait for this 3 week period of Jota because he's gonna get injured again. That's the only problem with this guy, fam. What a player, but he keeps getting injured, man. And his peak. The thing is with Nunez as well. I really like what Slot said in the week when he was just coming out like saying like, I don't judge him only on goals. Like he's doing a lot of other good stuff. Respect it. What he's doing. Respect the man management thing. But yeah, fam, Dalweezy.
You got to keep everyone happy, innit?
Yeah, exactly. Dalweezy, I'm not sure, bro.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Full time, Chelsea 2, Brentford 1. Chelsea moved to 31 points, 5 points off Liverpool now, a point ahead of Arsenal, game in hand on them.
Is it?
What, Chelsea got a game in hand as well?
Yeah. They got a game in hand on
us. Well, no, bro. Look, they moved to 2 points within Liverpool.
Was it 2? Oh, yeah, it's literally updated now. That's lit.
Man watched it in live.
Oh, no, but you still got a game in hand on them, though, because you didn't play Everton, innit?
Yeah.
But, bro, they're 2 points. Oh, we're here now, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm
we're
saying.
We're here.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about Chelsea. Arsenal ain't even too far away. We didn't capitalize, for fuck's sake, but... Yeah, me. It's a party now, Bob.
So what are we saying? This is what I'm saying, man. Then.
Three-man race.
You keep saying, oh, Bob, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do this.
100%.
I'm trying to be like, yo. 100%.
Because that was us. That was us 2 years ago. Yeah, it was like, Arsenal was flying. Oh, you, man, you got
you
it.
Got
now,
with it.
Like,
you got to do this. Yeah.
I was trying to be like, yo. You got to put that shit on, Bob. I told you already.
But listen, I'm not worried. Okay, cool. I'm not worried, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
Chelsea are breathing.
I still don't trust Chelsea. You know, I know they're.
I don't trust them.
I know they're flying right now, but that back line will let them down, man.
Is the offense is making a lot for the defense, for real.
Liverpool
Chelsea are moving a bit like we did 2 years ago, where it was like, why are Arsenal
winning so many games?
Do you understand?
It's like something clicked weirdly, isn't it? Yeah.
Something's definitely clicked.
Eventually, Chelsea will get clocked.
Yeah.
It's the way the league works. The league always evolves like that. Eventually, Chelsea and their team will get clocked. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see what the staying power is like.
Yeah, 100%, man. Let's finish up on Liverpool quick, man. Our next two games in the league are against Tottenham away. That's going to be interesting.
They just smashed Southampton 5-0, by the way.
Leicester on Boxing Day. But you know, that's Tottenham, isn't it, man?
Leicester Boxing Day. Drillings, bro.
Yeah,
drillings.
Leicester at home as well. It's going to be an interesting couple games. That Tottenham one, Tottenham are very big.
Tottenham are home away.
We're away. So that's why I'm thinking.
And then I got that horn.
Get out of here, man. You know, Andrew's going to come out and be like, my God.
It's a big game, mate.
Yeah, it's a big guy, mate. One thing I want to say before we move on from Liverpool, Szoboszlai, man, my guy. I kept faith in him. He's a baller still. He's a great player.
McAllister?
He was suspended for the game. And I was actually, the first time I was actually like, oh, where's McAllister? So he's growing on me, man. You know what I mean? He's tacky.
He's unsung bits. Yeah.
He's what?
He's growing on me.
Damn.
He's a baller, man.
You're a donut. And you made me say it again as well. You donut, bro. It was nice to see Harvey Elliott back in the team as well.
He needed a curl on top corner.
He needed a curl on top bins.
Hopefully, he don't break his leg and then, man, they get injured.
But yeah, big up my guys, Szoboszlai and Darwin Núñez, man. Chaos Ball came on, got a yellow card. Class, man.
Hasn't he got a yellow card?
That's class. The good thing about our team, Gakpo scored as well. There's goals.
Hey, Gakpo,
yeah,
everywhere.
Gakpo. Goal there.
Yeah, big up Gakpo, man, as well. So I'm not too worried just yet. I'm a bit frustrated that we dropped
Gakpo's
points.
Looking a bit built as well. When I saw him celebrate, I was like, I was looking a bit defined there, man.
Quick gym.
I'm not worried yet, man. We're still in it, bro. We're still in it. It's frustrating that we dropped points, but we go again. But the wonderful thing about us dropping points is you guys drop points as well.
So that made me feel a lot better.
I can't lie. Because if you guys would have won and we would have dropped points, then I would have been a bit more stressed.
It's so annoying, bro.
But yeah, obviously, man, talk to me about this game. Shriek. Because I feel like the criticism is coming about is a bit one dimensional or the Havertz thing.
Arsenal.
The Arsenal fans are frustrated with the striker thing. Like, what is it, man? What are you thinking?
What do you reckon, Jengi?
You go first. I know you want to let him cook, man. Let him cook,
man. It's a lot of things, man. It's a lot of things. Like so, obviously,
where do I begin?
I'm going on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see what the temperature is.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I said about Arsenal. Yeah, that I don't really see when it happens to Liverpool. I don't really see when it happens to City. Rare. Heaven help Arsenal if they draw a game.
heaven help them, because the
there's
whole
there's a target
thing,
on you, man.
Bro, let alone a loss. But if we draw a game, oh, but it come like the end of the world, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Come like the end of the world. Look, I know there's some things that are there for criticism, 100%. Mm. The performance of the players. Don't think the performance of the players was up to scratch on the day.
Let me have a look who started for this game. Okay.
It was the usual suspects, like Odegaard had a poor game. If I'm going to start drawing people out, okay, Odegaard had a poor game.
Really?
Havertz didn't. Yeah, and the thing that you say really is exactly, because Odegaard don't often have poor games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that one, he had a poor game. Can't lie, he was poor.
I saw that nice little drop of the shoulder and shot.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did it go in? Did it go in?
It was nice, though.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Skills and goals. Yeah, you know the skills and goals.
Martinelli. Skills with a Z.
Martinelli again is not doing nothing.
It's time to go for him.
Havertz didn't offer nothing. There's a big section of Arsenal fans that are like, yo, our midfield should be Rice and Odegaard and Marino. And that was the first game that they all played together. And as soon as that got announced, everyone was like, oh my God, yeah, this is it. This is it. And then we draw with Everton at home.
I feel like there's a lot of that in the Arsenal fan base, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
There's like a lot of like, we'll call for something.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And then it happens,
and then when it don't come off when it happens,
like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now what? You remember,
you're the tacticos, hey, you want to win ground?
You understand? remember, you're not the manager, but yeah, fam, I don't know, man. Like, we struggle. See, this is the thing, and it was exactly the same thing against Fulham last week. And it's an occurring thing that Arteta, I don't think... Sometimes he's figured it out. Mm. And I guess just on the day, like, we weren't clinical enough. Like, we had two big chances, I would say, from Odegaard mainly. And if he scores one of them, then there's none of this outrage and there's none of this craziness that's going on and Arteta out and all of these things that's happening. AFTV is not popping off again. Do you understand? Like, it is. If Odegaard buries one of them two chances, everybody can calm down. But
well, bro,
again,
it must
like
have been a big chance, because
heaven help
up. The
XG was 1.22.
Should have scored.
Should have scored.
But
big chance.
Like I said,
13 shots on goal. Heaven, 5 saves from the Everton keeper.
The thing with that, yeah. And it, like, across the 90 minutes, it felt like a boring performance. It didn't feel like we created much. But like I was saying, against Fulham is another team. There's an example of a mid block. If we come up against a team that has an aggressive mid block, we often struggle because we ain't got a lot of dynamism outside of Rice. Mm. We ain't got a lot of dynamism. We ain't got a lot of dynamism in midfield. We ain't got a lot of ball
carriers in
midfield. Do you understand? Like, Odegaard is good shifting. But he won't carry the ball past one man, two man, and then slide a man in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marino's not on that. Mm. And Rice, like, he can do that, but his thing is more of like a destroyer. Like, his thing is like putting out fires and all of these things.
So
there.
What we're Partey, man? Then, in midfield?
Definitely missing that. We're definitely missing that. The thing with Partey is he's our best six. Mm. I know everybody wants Rice to be the six, and everybody like is like, "Yo, move Partey out."
Yeah,
Rice,
he's got
to
accept it. Yeah,
he's not a good. He's not as good in the six as Partey or Jorginho. Mm. So he kind of gets stuck in that left eight position because you're not taking the right eight because that's Odegaard's spot. He's the captain.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rice kind of just has to...
He has to firm it,
be almost a square peg in a round hole and learn to be an eight until he can learn to really be a six and start learning how to dictate play and changing the tempo of it, because he can't really do... He's not really the kind of six that could sit there and change the tempo of a game and orchestrate it like that, speed it up, slow it down.
Yeah.
He only goes one pace. and he moves too much.
He's one of those vans on the motorway.
Bro, he moves.
I can only go 50 miles.
Yeah.
I can only go 50 miles.
Honestly.
You know, you drove past him, he's doing this.
He's only going 50 miles.
Honestly, but yeah, man. Aggressive.
In the slow lane.
aggressive mid blocks against like athletic midfielders, centre midfielders, we struggle with because we ain't got the dynamism.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this midfield.
It's very dark.
Yeah. Mangala, Gueye, and
Odegaard's not on
Decore. Which Decore had a big chance, you know. I don't know why it took so bloody long to shoot, bro.
He was gassed, didn't he?
He could believe it.
And there's no Saliba, there's no Gabriel.
Yeah.
Reg, it's just me and Raya.
But then by the time he shot, Gabriel got back from.
I looked at, other than the last game that we played them, where we really peppered them, I looked at the stats of like the last four or five games that we've played Everton. Very, very similar stats.
Yeah.
We've just managed to score. Like, there was that one game last year away to Everton where Trossard scored like the 86th minute.
Okay.
Like, we just managed to get a goal. We just managed to, do you know what I mean, have a little clinical moment. And we didn't have a clinical moment in that game. Maybe that comes down to recruitment. But then, like, who do you blame Arteta for that? Do you blame Edu? Mm. Why is Edu gone? How much?
And it'd be interesting to, you know, to have like a sporting director personally, just to see like how do these sporting directors works with the coach to like break down what philosophy they want to go for in it.
Yeah.
And then in turn, that identifies the kind of players and targets you go for in it. So definitely interesting conversation.
And yeah, like obviously, you know, there's that deeper lying problem at Arsenal where we're saying like we probably need a left winger, we probably need a striker. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen in January. Sterling, we have to give that one back. But
he didn't come on.
In terms of this game,
you have to give it back.
Trossard, innit? In terms of this game, like we needed a clinical moment, and Odegaard probably had our two best moments where he could have just put something in the bottom corner, and he didn't do it. He dragged it, and then there was another one where like it deflected off someone where like Saka squared it, and he should have taken it first time. Mm. Took too many touches on the ball, but. If one of those goes in, like I'm saying, there's none of this.
Yeah.
But heaven help Arsenal.
But instead, Lee Judges, mate, saying, I could have shot him.
Also, like, we're not giving any credit to Everton in this situation as well. For the whole 90 minutes.
We've got bigger Ashley Young.
Bro.
39 years old.
Martinelli.
Wrapping up Martinelli.
Martinelli pissing me off, man.
Look at the man. Oh,
the man there pissing me off. Bro. The man there pushing 40. You can't ching him once.
He's pushing P, fam.
Oh, pushing P.
That's silly.
Can't ching him pushing once.
Pushing P. You can't
That's Young though. Hell of a performance. Got 7.4, mate. Well, let me see the tackles. Seven tackles. Dribble pass zero. Ground jewels. 9. Zaho. 7-1. Wow.
This is what I'm saying about Martinelli. Like,
possession loss 13.
Martinelli.
Ashley Young.
Oh, I was going to say. Broski.
You know all right, let's have a look. Martinelli can't beat a man anymore. And then Trossard's off form. Like, the whole left side is just
high. Ground jewels for Gabriel Martinelli. 8. 1-1.
One. Do you know that reminds me of? Yeah? You know football score. Yeah. So Blackburn 1.
Oh yeah, well, the old school team.
Bro, and Martinelli, like I don't know if it's just the fan base here.
I think it is, man.
You see, with
it's not a good start either,
bro,
for Martinelli.
You see with Martinelli, yeah, they're saying like, yo, because he doesn't have a left back that's left footed, because the left centre mid is this, it's Rice, it's Mourinho. Do you know what I mean? Mm. There's so many things. I've never seen a player that needs so many other things in place for him to ching 39-year-old Ashley Young.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah. But I said dribble attempts 5, successful, none.
Zaho.
Wow, that's peak. Nah, well, Martinelli, man. At one point in time, we thought you were the man.
Yeah, I can't lie. Mm. January transfer window. Left wing for sure needs to be signed.
And the thing is, January, like, it's tough to do something dramatic in January.
Yeah, if we're being real, it is.
Might have to go get Nicolas Pepe, man.
No, chill.
Wait, what?
Chill.
All right, man, let's go around the league with two other big games.
Grealish. Oh.
Oh, yeah, Grealish. Oh, my God. 100 mil.
Yeah, but Jack Grealish, he's done his thing, man. He's won a treble, man. He's won 3 prems, man.
Oh, Bob.
We've seen, yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, Bob.
What do you mean?
Come on.
Yeah. He played a big role in that treble season. He started against Real Madrid.
What's he done like the last 2 years, bro? Even last year when they won the league, like what's he really done?
He's been cool.
Come on.
Bro, he's just been burning.
Jack Grealish, mate. Jack Grealish, all right, man. That's a conversation for another day. I ain't got the stats here right now. That's
robbed.
All right, man. Let's go around the league. Let's go to my other team, man. The man them are back. We're going down. We're staying up, baby. I'm calling it. We're staying up.
Ipswich 2,
Wolves 1. I love it, man. I just want to say before we talk about Ips, yeah, bruv, we need to talk about Wolves, fam.
Nah, for real. The gaffer's gone. Bro,
but I don't know what was going on in that changing room, fam.
Bro, the gaffer has lost the changing room. He's saying, yo, look, guys, look at this.
I can't
control this.
Fam.
Heads have gone. Man, I'm fighting. Lamina last week, wasn't it? Man, I'm fighting every full time nowadays.
Did you see the interview with him? No. The interview with him.
No.
And they're asking about their players. Like, oh, I didn't even seen it, mate. I don't know what's going on. Bro, what's going on? You might help me.
Clark,
you say what? Aitnori got sent off
for argument. That's what it
says. They changed the captain as well. They changed it from Lamina to Semedo
during the game.
After Lamina lost his head in the last game. Lamina, I think Semedo was the captain for this game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Semedo, though, I need to get in the gym, man.
Yeah, he was the captain.
Semedo needs to get in the gym, though.
Yeah, he does. He was getting bullied.
Lightweight.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the lap is.
He's actually a big unit.
Yeah, man. So I don't know, bro. That I've never seen. I've seen like people like managers lose the dressing room, but to do that 2 weeks in a row,
he's lost the dressing room, bro. He's lost.
You see, Cunha. Where he slapped the glasses off the guy from Ips.
Class.
No way. Mushed him
in his face.
Yeah. Or even like a. It was like a fucking grab.
Wolves are moving like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, they're out of control, man.
And I was catastrophe.
They've been done by VAR more than any team I know. You know,
is it? But this is the thing that doesn't make sense.
If I could write down a list of all the grievances that they've had with VAR. You could have sworn they're trying to get this guy sacked. Honestly,
you've been no sacking,
though. It's been Pete. Bro, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
When did they sack him?
Like last night or night before? Yeah, mums.
Breaking news. I didn't even know.
It was looking Pete. Where are they in the league? What?
Oh, they sacked him. 16th or something.
Yeah, they're like 16th. But no, they're lower than that. They're lower than Ips, man. They are currently.
That was his cry to help then.
19th.
He
said, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on, mate."
He said, "Fucking hell for that."
That's it.
Lost the changing room.
This is the thing that I don't understand, yeah. Because if you look at Wolves, obviously.
Bro, their players.
2022-23, they finished 13th. So it's decent. Oh, it's not like semi decent. 14th last season. I just don't understand because the players they have
are good players.
Fair enough, man. It's
a lot of them VAR decisions that have cost them a lot of points, and then you know you keep losing, the morale goes down, and now this year, like they had a horrible start. They come up against a lot of big teams early on.
And the thing is, when they won, you thought they turned the corner,
they were getting battered. Then they started to win 1-2 games, but then like again VAR and just poor results.
Yeah,
but the dressing room's gone. Man are scrapping after every game now. Like it's a complete.
That's
mess.
Bad though. That's a bad sign for the club.
Yeah, it's a
complete mess.
I gotta ask a question though, man, because this looks like it's like one of those things, isn't it? It's like this is a good shop to, you know, when like certain shops shut down and they do the closing down sale.
The guy wants $8 million
It's not like a bad shop. It's actually a good shop that's shutting down. You know what I mean? So you might get a bargain here, fam. That's what I'm saying. So if these men are going down, this is a good team to raise.
I'll take a little Cunha.
He would be number one.
I'm taking $8 million
on the press list.
I'll take that.
Bro, even Lamina, he's a decent
player. Yeah, there's one of them centre mids. There's like three centre mids that are all the same there, but
there's some youth that was jogging for them as well.
I think is it Gomez or
there was one youth that was jogging. There's
one centre mid there that I like still.
I like the Bellegarde player. He's a decent player as well.
Your winger, why
is that a winger? He's a ten.
Yeah, him. He was jogging.
He's a good player. He was jogging. I love that. Rodrigo Gomez. He didn't come on yesterday, but yeah, he's there. So this is a good team. This is a good
that
team
number
to
nine stinks. I don't like him.
Yeah, he does.
And they can't stay. The common man. Wolves are not allowed to get relegated. Come on, man.
I think they do. Man.
Is that Evan? I think they snap the players.
I think they do. You know.
Nah, man.
We'll take it. You're
saying too many Midlands teams. Nottingham Forest.
That's what I'm
Villa.
I'm
Wolves.
Seeing it now. I don't mind if I like at the start of the season. I was like, I got a soft spot for Wolves, but if they go down now, it's calm. And Leicester. Be like, just get the Midlands teams out of here, fam.
Leicester can go, that's calm. But yeah, Wolves, come on. Wolves.
Yeah, no,
Wolves at Everton are not allowed to go back.
I bet if they get Jose Mourinho.
Who? Wolves.
Or on a Portuguese thing.
That's
I've
a
heard,
to I've Mourinho,
heard,
though. Why's
I've
Mourinho
heard,
gonna
I've heard that Mourinho wants to come back to the Prem.
Oh, to do a...
And he wants to come back to like a no-pressure kind of team.
Man's doing career mode, fam. He's taking the piss.
That's
doing
career.
That's hurting his career,
Mourinho,
fam.
Do you know like when you start a career with like West Ham and that?
Mourinho
compiler. You're trying to think. So let me see how good I am.
Yeah. I'll work my way up to the top. But let's talk about Ips, man. Them.
Starting with Southend United and that.
2-1. We're staying up, man. Them. Some good performances there as well. Amari Hutchinson, Connor Chaplin, man. It's my guy. I'm glad that he's starting. Wes Barnes as well, bro. Like certain man, I was like, ooh, I don't know how they're going to get on in the Prem. I'm obviously, we're still 19th or 18th or wherever we are. But some impressive performances, man.
Loki could stay, though.
Yeah. Calvin Phillips didn't play, did he?
Calvin Phillips hasn't played. He hasn't played since he got sent off,
yeah,
I think.
Good. Keep him
Damn.
On the bench.
Yeah,
keep
bro.
Keep him on the bench.
This is mad, bro.
Cooked food.
Yeah, I think.
Cooked food.
Yeah, I think the manager's like, Ibrowski, I know you came from Man City, but
yeah.
I can't
lie. And you know what the thing is, the right reason why I do like double down on I think him being cooked is like McKenna's a good gaffer as well. And he's been experienced and been at some big clubs. Mm. So for him to see him in the squad and be like
nah,
after a few games and be like, nah, I actually think like
cooked food,
Ibrowski, I like, man.
Might be bad news for him, bro. But yeah, big up Ips, man, getting a second win. Still haven't won at home.
Plucky team with a lot of heart, man.
Yeah, still haven't won at home. So I went home and the last week
it's
was
kind of sad.
It was bad, bro. I can't
lie.
Bro, imagine, niggas at Portman Road were booing, fam.
Oi, that's childish.
That's bad, Bro, back-to-back promotions, yeah? We were in League One like 3 years ago, you know? Man, I'm booing at home.
And now man are booing in Premier League games.
Crazy, bro, crazy. I know, like, obviously people spend their money, blah, 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 but come on, man. Man's in a prep. I know it was annoying the way we lost that game, especially because the keeper, Muric, he's been a bit shaky warrior this season. He cost us against Bournemouth. But he can't boo, man. Do you know what I mean? We ain't been here in 22 years, fam. Trust you know what I mean? And niggas are booing. So ungrateful, bro. How dare you, fam?
How dare you, man?
How ungrateful we are. We've been the championship, man. But big up Ips, man. We might be staying up. Let's move across to Nottingham Forest, another Midlands team. Is Forest in the Midlands? Nottingham in the Midlands?
Yeah, it's still. Yeah,
we're Nottingham Forest doing well still.
Yeah,
it's kind of a Midlands derby, Forest Villa, though.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, bruv.
We saying what? Villa lost
Forest
again?
Forest the fourth, fam.
Hey, Villa losing
Forest
again,
the fourth.
Though. That's crazy.
16 games in, Forest the fourth. They're here to stay, man. I know we were like, rah, they're going to...
No, you can't be fourth. Hey, for them to go fourth and then get relegated,
they're here to stay.
That manager will need to get sacked for that.
Anthony Elanga's having a really good season for them, man. You know,
I think he didn't start, did he?
I think he came on and got a goal in the 77th minute.
Yeah,
goal and an assist, quick time, instant impact.
Yeah, you know, Forest got some decent players, man.
Did you not see the save that Emi Martinez?
Oh, bro,
unbelievable!
But then the goal that he conceded,
typical.
Yeah, class. That's what I'm saying. Like, man pulls off a save. See that save.
Unbelievable, bro.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That was crazy. It is unreal. Crazy, like, when a commentator told me, I was like, tranquilo, man, it's not that good. When they slowed down, I said, okay. I'm not gonna lie, it's actually, mad still.
Yeah, it's cold, man. Well, big up.
I swear, didn't he not get goalkeeper of the year?
Yeah, he won the Yasin
trophy.
Enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yasin team.
He did. Bro, I think
and then the man there headed it against his chest and then they scored.
Wait, before we continue, please. Did you guys see the goal against Wolves? Was it Wolves when it was like ping pong?
Interesting, that's, bro, you know what it is, yeah? That's when you know you're having a bad day, man. You're having a bad day. Man headed it against his bum, fam. And then I went in class.
Glass, man.
As if.
You know what they're saying? Clear it! You kept banging, hit you in the face, and you're like, oh shit.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's on Benny Hill goal. And then at the end, they're all scrapping and that. It's so tough. Yeah.
Right, Duran scored again.
Yeah.
Right, that's hilarious.
Duran scored again.
Started the game as well. Started the game. This is important.
I think they said he's started 5 games in the league and scored all 5 times. Something like that.
Carla Duran for
it's getting a bit undeniable, isn't it?
Crazy.
Might have to drop Watkins. Dude, we'll just play in the Champions League. You can't drop Watkins though, man. Run Watkins in Champions League.
Well, I swear they can both play, no?
I don't think they've played together too many times.
I know, but
Emery likes to
run. They have done it. They've been trying it a little bit.
I know Emery likes to run a 4-4-2, but that Morgan Rodgers, he's too dynamic in that midfield, the way he carries the ball and that.
Doing too much, innit?
Ghosting players, shrugging man off.
Yeah, he's a baller still.
But Villa lost again, though. You ready to talk about Emery or not?
I think we're going to have to, too. I think they're finding that balance of Champions League and Prem a bit forgiving.
Where are they in the league?
They are currently... They're not doing too bad in the league, I think, which I think they got a couple wins recently.
You don't think they are, Bob?
They're sixth in the league. Mm. Only 3 points behind Forest.
Who's sixth?
Sixth is Aston Villa. Fifth is Manchester City. Fourth is Forest. Bournemouth are 7th, bro. That's mad, fam. They're doing really well.
Bournemouth are decent, man.
Jeez, I know what you're saying, Charles.
You're on Emery watch.
Let's go up to the tune, man, because there's a man in the tune. We're talking about signing players from fucking Wolves, man. We need to sign a player from the tune. We need to sign a player from Newcastle United.
Striker.
He's a striker. He's a number nine.
Number nine.
And like Isak.
Alexander Isak, man. I think. When is he going to go, bruv? What's but he doing? What is he doing
summer,
up there?
He's not going in Jan.
Newcastle
summer.
4, what? Leicester City 0.
You think so? To Arsenal?
I would love that, but I don't think he's going to come to us, you know.
Where do you think he'll go?
I feel like it's one of them ones where it's too good to be true. And we keep chatting about him. Do you know what I mean?
He ain't going to Liverpool.
He's got a contract with Newcastle to 2028.
Now, bond
damn! So we'd have to buy him out. Like,
yeah,
you'd have to spend some big cash.
Yeah, 100 mil. Making like an 80 to 100 mil thing. But
for Isak,
yeah,
90 mil.
Nah, he's 25 though, bro. He's 25.
That's the market these days, unfortunately, for strikers and that. Hoyland cost like 80 mil or something.
Yeah.
Rubbed.
He's 25, not 26 till next September as well. So he's entering like prime years,
fam. But what I'm saying, like for Arsenal, anyways, I don't think that will happen. You know, it's too good to be true.
Yeah, he's too
like,
perfect for
Arsenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people look at him and go, "Yo, he would be so."
He's
good
like Havertz,
for
but on crack. I only say that because they're both tall. Analysis.
Man didn't do no football. Man just taking man there tall.
Analysis.
Yeah, man. Man say that. Oh, his profile is so good for Arsenal. It would suit them so well. He'd fire them to the league. Like it's the but chat and the theory around it. It's just too good to be true. Yeah, like, for some reason, I just don't think that that would happen.
Well, here's
even though
stats,
that
bro.
Would be so perfect for us.
14 games playing the league, 7 goals, 4 assists.
We'd give him the 14 and everything, bro.
Yeah, fam. He's playing well, bro. Yeah. He scored a great goal against us. Scored a great goal against Arsenal as well, no?
He scored a header, yeah.
Yeah. He scored a screamer against us.
He's doing well still.
Yeah, St. James is his playground still. Beware of the East Side. You go to St. James's, bro.
He is, man.
Anthony
Jacob
Gordon doing
double.
His thing up there as well. And Jacob Murphy, the man, they got a strike on him. Mm. The man from Northwest as well. Shout out, man.
And he puts his heart in it, man. That's what I'm saying.
No, don't start.
I know what you're trying to do. But one player I do love from there is Anthony Gordon.
He tried it.
I think he's the coldest. I can't lie, Anthony Gordon. Oh, I know we tried to sign him in the summer. So
yeah,
I think that was real as well. I think we put like nearly. I think that was real, fam.
Nah, that's an agent move, man.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with it. You know all this FFP
demand
and
more P's, man.
PSR rules and all that kind of stuff. It's something to do with that, I believe. But I actually believe that was closer than
how many shots did Newcastle have in this game?
Let's have a look for your chart.
Because I heard a mad stat about Leicester and the shots faced since Van Nistelrooy has taken over.
All right, madam. Have a guess.
30.
26.
Ooh. 30?
Close.
35.
27. 27 shots.
Newcastle. What's Van Nistelrooy doing, fam? Is he just focusing on the attack?
Strikers, defenders.
Don't do keep ball. Strikers. This is where we at right now. Listen, if you don't score, you don't win. So you have to score goals.
Facts. Come to St. James's Park and they are letting it off.
Yeah, they are, bro. That's
crazy.
Man said they conceded 27 shots in one game.
Bruh.
That is crazy, bro. Well, bro, let's start. I hope you guys get drawn into this scrap with Ips. Because, bro, we're coming.
They're definitely up.
Yeah, 100 there.
I think they're at 2 points ahead of you.
Ipswich are currently 18th on 12 points. Oh, no. Well, Leicester are 17th on 14 points.
Oh, seven.
Yeah, so they're only 2 points ahead of us.
Yeah, so yeah.
Scrap.
That's why yesterday was such a big win.
Such a big win.
6 pointer almost, man. Because obviously Wolves are in
and
there.
And it's so weird because I was watching the game. I was watching the highlights and after. This might sound mad, but I was thinking, yeah. It's a good team, you know.
Yes, I love that, bro.
I can't lie. I've gassed you, fam.
I'm on the boat now. I love that, bro. And another thing I'm gassed about is Palace won today. Palace stay up, Ips stay up. Leicester go down, Wolves go down.
I don't need this uptake in form from Palace. We got them twice, once in the league and once on Wednesday. I'm going on Wednesday for League Cup.
Quarters. Okay.
And then I think we got them away in the league. So I don't need this upturn in form, man.
Palace scored all 4 goals.
Things
goal,
back
though.
In it, Eze.
Eze's
back.
Yeah,
Eze's
he
back
played really
in.
Well against Ips, man. Well, he didn't play that well, but it's just you can see the level of the player.
They needed,
I think Brighton,
Eze,
though.
Eze is, bro. Eze is cold. Brighton, he needs to leave, though. He needs to leave that team.
Brighton had a few self-inflicted... Few self-inflicted errors from Brighton today, man.
Really?
Yeah, Brighton as well. What's going on with Brighton?
They're a bit like Tottenham, you know, a bit Jekyll and Hyde. 1 week, amazing performance. Mm. The next week...
Got a young coach.
Yeah.
It's a weird one, though, but big up... do you know a player I like that I've seen
come
back into the team for Crystal Palace? Ismail Issar, man. He's been playing
he's got a brace as well.
He's fast, bro.
He's one of them players, man. He started for slow season a bit slow, but bro. When he's good, he's really good, man.
Yeah, for real.
When he's good.
He's really good, bro.
In the week, I'm nervous. Who's on that left side? If it's Lewis Skelly, if it's Zinchenko, whoever's on that left side.
Oh, Zinchenko. Go there. Even before you left.
Oh, by the way,
he got a 9.6 rating,
bro. Ismail Issar for this game.
Yeah, bro. I think he scored two goals.
He scored two goals, and like I said, bro, Palace actually scored all 4 goals because it was a Mark Guehi own goal.
Yeah, it was still.
So there you have it, man. Brighton. Where are Brighton in the league, actually? They're obviously
when
comfortable.
I saw there, bro,
they're in there, though. They're ninth. No, Brighton are ninth.
Yeah, they're top half.
24, they're 24 above points. Yeah, so, bro, they're still in the mix. Like,
they're above in Man United.
They're above Man United. And Crystal Palace.
And Brentford.
Yeah.
It's calm.
Yeah, yeah, they're actually chilling.
Yeah, they're not sitting too bad.
Crystal Palace are currently 15th with 16 points. So,
but this what I'm saying. Yeah, always been there, though. This what I'm saying with Brighton. For every 3-2 against Tottenham, for every 2-1 against Manchester City, they'll go and lose 3-1 here. They'll go lose 3-1 to Fulham like they did 2 weeks ago. Like, it's a bit Jekyll and Hyde.
It really is, man. Let's end off with the two games, man, them that kicked off late. Obviously, this is something to do with some global rights thing because they kicked off at 7.
2 7 o'clock games.
7 o'clock. It's got something to do with,
But no 12:30 yesterday.
Something to do with like global rights and stuff, like people watching it in different countries and sharing it. So I think that's what it's to do with.
We still don't get and we still don't get 3 p.m. blackout.
Yeah,
we still get 3 p.m.
We see Premier League.
But if you
know what the Premier League's doing, by the way?
If you're in America, you can watch all them games, though, no?
You can watch all them games. But you know they're moving to like an independent like production. So they're taking their production away from IMG. Because IMG currently do all the Premier League productions and they're doing it like independently.
I said insider info.
So what they're going to do, apparently like what the next model is to do is to build like a Netflix of football. So it'll be like a subscription service where you can just go on and like all the games will be live.
They should do Netflix like that.
All the highlights will be on there. And all the like the content they do on like YouTube will be like their own app, like a Disney Plus sort of thing.
Netflix should just grab that to be honest. They're doing up WWE.
They're doing
NFL.
NFL on
Netflix.
On what's
that's
it called?
Hard, yeah.
On fucking Christmas Day.
Yeah. You're lying.
Yeah.
What, live?
Yeah, fam.
Do you know what's so mad? Yeah? I see a video. Yeah. there was a video. One guy, he stopped the Netflix guy, innit? And he was like, have you ever considered doing live streaming, bro? A couple of weeks after, I'm seeing that guy fight Fingy on Jake Paul live.
Yeah, Mike Tyson thing, yeah.
Fam, they're about to arrive.
Yeah, I see that. WWE, live as well.
January. Apparently, that's going to change the game, you know?
Aye.
My boy
you
was
know
saying,
if
like,
Netflix jump on a Twitch thing?
Oh, yeah. It's over. Yeah. Bro, they're going to monopolize the thing, bro.
But I'll make a Netflix account. I'll actually, because you know me, you have to... Jenna's the Netflix account. You got your son. I'll make one.
My own.
I'll pay for it. Pay for it.
I hear that.
Yeah, so back, guys. Yes, we're back now on Netflix. What's up, chat?
What's up, chat?
That'd be weird, though, but I could see it happening, though.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a game changer. I was speaking to one of my friends, and she was like,
inside info.
We're moving from here. They're moving to a building in Kensington. So I was like, right, they're actually like doing their own thing. So it's going to be interesting moves to develop how we watch the game, man.
What
about
Amazon
next
Prime? Why don't they jump on it? They got Champions League and all that.
They're challenging, though.
They're challenging, though. I can't lie because was it last week when they had all the games? You couldn't watch it, no?
Yeah. Well, I was watching another video because I was trying to gauge like how
insider info
ESPN is that, yeah? And it was like, literally, bro. And it was saying, there's nothing to stop these tech companies like going
for real.
Because, bro, they're fucking billion,
too
trillion
much money, bro.
Dollar companies, fam. You know how Apple just grabbed the rights to the MLS? If that, bro, you can only watch MLS on Apple TV. So if they go for it, fam,
that
if they're just like Amazon
mad.
Are like, you know what, we're gonna go for it. We want
the Premier League,
and I like
really truly,
Amazon.
They can do that. They have the piece, bro.
I like Amazon's coverage of the Champions League as well. I like their coverage. I like it better than Sky Sports. I ain't gonna lie.
Swear.
So Gary Neville and man.
So wait, who was like the pundits then?
So they mix it up. They have some European pundits.
Okay, cool.
Clarence Seedorf is a pundit.
Seedorf.
Frank Lampard. Man like that.
Stuart Pearce has been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they have a few of the. They have some European women's players as well. So it's not just like British women's players. It's
what's going to happen to Match of the Day though, man?
I don't know.
Because
Who's the lady that's going to host it now?
Alex Scott, no?
Nah, not her. There's another lady.
The one that can speak bare languages? No. It's not her. She's dope, though. She's dope, though. Have you seen her? The one that she's bilingual.
The one she's done the thing with.
Yeah, kind of. That was sick. That was cool.
But there's a lady that's hosting Match of the Day when Gary Lineker leaves. Now I just seen.
Oh, it's announced.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be the same, man. I was trying to tell my dad, but
right, he's gone and it's not the same.
It's
already,
not gonna be the same. Because I ain't gonna lie, Match of the Day is Lineker.
Yeah.
People used to watch it because of him.
Yeah.
You got Wrighty and Shearer that had that little three there, and it was like, yeah, boom.
Yeah.
Now Wrighty's gone, Lineker's about to cut. It's going to be Shearer on his own.
Did you hear what Wrighty said about it, though? What
did he say?
He said, do you know how he quit? He said it's a long day, fam. He said,
you
go up there.
He's in London, you got to go up to Salford.
He's in Manchester, So you go up to Manchester.
Wait, the spot's in Manny?
Yeah, it's in Manchester Salford, where they film it. Yeah. And they film it live, bro. They film it live.
So they film live at 10?
Yeah.
That's a long.
And he's got to come back to London at 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah. He was just like, bro, he's getting long, fam.
The man there like pushing 50, 60.
Yeah.
That's lit, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Manny, bro, whole Saturday gone, fam. Because you have to go there, watch all the games. Then you're analysing the games.
But I'm not a lad, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long day.
But it's part
and parcel of them.
Yeah, it's part of the part. Obviously, I know it's a job, but it's part of the parcel.
Yeah,
it's an away game every week.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a never a whole
okay,
game.
Okay, so what are you saying? Would you get a spot? You might as well get a spot then, no?
But his life is down here. Like his youth play football here, his granddaughter, everything. And he's got bare commitments down here as well.
You got to charge him.
To be fair, though.
For Shearer.
For that
charge, you got to charge him.
For that contract.
For Shearer, that I'm pretty sure he lives in Newcastle. It's gone, fam. I would drive to Manny quick hour, 2 hour, whatever it is.
I didn't even know it was live, you know. Like.
Yeah, fam. Fully a live thing. Yeah. It's mad.
Green screen and just live.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's mad though, Charles. How close, because how you must have deeped when you went to Newcastle, how fucking far Newcastle is, bruv.
Bro, Newcastle is almost Scotland.
Newcastle is far, bro. It's
almost Scotland, yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Newcastle feels like another country, fam.
I've been told it's kind of quite decent.
Right over there, here, though. Yeah.
It's good to be right here. It's a bit snow. Okay, guys. Yeah, so that's the end of the pod. Yeah. Like, shit.
That's benched after dark. That's a lot of snow. All right, Umar's watching you, fam.
Yeah, trust me. Nah. Hey, listen. I love my melanin, man.
In it,
my
fam. Queens, man. Let's go, baby. But, man, let's finish off on Chelsea versus Brentford, a West London derby. And Chelsea went out 2-1 winners. Nicholas Jackson with another goal. So
decisive one, innit? Like 85th, 86th minute.
Was it 2-0? Cucurella scored in the 43rd minute. And then I assume there must have been some tension in the game. Like Brentford probably pushing. Let me just actually look at the stats. Yeah, maybe not. But, according to the stats, maybe not.
Chelsea in the mad team.
Then Nicholas Jackson, he sews it up in the 80th. And then Brian Bremer does pull one back, man. This is another team that could get raided still, Brentford. But Brentford. They're not going down. But I'd like to take Brian Bremer off their hands.
And Bremer will probably be the number one, like they have to get rid of him, like get some money out of
we've
him.
We've got a pretty good relationship with Brentford as well. Give them Seth Van der Berg, give them Fabio Carvalho.
So what, replace Salah when he doesn't sign that contract?
Yeah, no, he signed.
What with you? Mbeumo?
We'll get Mbeumo. Nah. Well, maybe we'll get him Nunes for Mbeumo. I'll take that.
You saying swap deal?
What, a swap?
Swap deal. Do you remember?
He's trying to shot Nunes,
bro. Can you imagine?
A year and a half ago, he was like, nah, Nunes is good, man. You got to shut up, man.
He
you're
is.
Not feeling Nunes. Not
he is effective. He's effective. He's effective, all right? He just doesn't score goals.
They're trying to shot him for Mbeumo.
What's wrong with that? Mbeumo's a good player. Mbeumo's a good player. Man, number Chelsea is the time. Should we take them serious or not?
Yes.
We have to, don't we? We have to cut start going.
Cucurella
got sent off.
They're taking it there now.
My team.
You got sent off.
Cucurella got sent off.
Amen.
Guga
amen.
Guga. Yeah.
Amen.
Sent off to eat paella. he was sent off. Madam, your boy.
You got sent off to eat paella.
Enzo Fernandez, bro. He looks like he's turned the corner, Charles, man.
Rashid has still.
But fuck him, man.
Fuck that, man. I'm still not feeling him, though.
Yeah, fam.
Also, well, but I'm not feeling him.
Nice to see Sancho. Sancho looks like he's
joking. Fun.
Yeah, he looks like he's comfortable.
He's happy now.
He's back in ends.
Back in ends.
Yeah,
he's that tape. Did this he's probably going to be. I bet it was that tape last night.
Yeah.
Shopping. In fact, he's going tape tonight.
Shopping in Battersea. Private table. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
nice settings.
Just a nice game. Two nice teams, man. I like this. Big up the West London teams, bro.
Chelsea, I take them hard.
Jackson
serious,
as well.
Man.
Jackson's coming off. You know,
he's actually scoring goals. Still
scoring goals now, man.
Yeah. Scoring goals.
Let's have a look. Is Jackson the best striker in the league, man? Is Nicholas Jackson the best striker in the league?
Nah.
Is he top five?
Yeah, I was about to say, is he even top five, fam?
He's definitely top five, man.
Nah.
Okay, let's go through it right now. Top five,
bro.
Strikers
15
right
matches
now.
Played, 9 goals, 3 assists.
Chelsea are warm.
He's doing well, bro.
If what he was saying? Playing for Forest, he's not better than Chris Wood right now.
You're putting Wood over Jackson.
I think Jackson is better than Wood. Pause. But I think Wood is having a better season than Jackson. Pause. I think Chris Wood is
cool
having
Chris.
I think Chris is having a better season. I think it's like neck and neck with them, but I think I just give it
over Jackson.
Chris.
Yeah. Well, here are the top scorers, man. Salah's on 13, Haaland's on 13, so those two are joint top scorers. Yeah. Palmer's on 11.
Isak.
And then Mbeumo is on 10.
Oh.
Chris Wood is on 10. Johan Wisser is on 9. Dennis Jackson on 9.
Wisser.
Dennis Cunha on 8. James Maddison on 7.
Nah.
And then there's Alexander Isak on 7. That's the top 10. We'll put Ollie Watkins in there because he's on 7.
I think Isak is better. I think Watkins...
Yeah, that one's debatable still.
There's a debate there still.
What about Wisser? Wisser, 9 goals.
I think there's a debate, but I think Jackson would win that debate.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Chris Wood?
I don't know about the Chris Wood one.
This season, in general, I think Jackson wins that debate, but this season, I think...
Chris Wood is jogging, yeah.
I think there's a debate.
10 goals, you said, no?
10 goals, yeah. I only said it because when he signed for Newcastle, me and Parks went, all right, fam. I was like, yo, he's dead.
So wait, so yeah, okay.
He kept us out. He kept us out. That's all he was bloody saying, bro.
Who Jackson's is the best striker though right now?
It's probably
top five. What are we saying?
Best striker in the league right now is Isak.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So that's number one. He's
for me.
Then, bro, Jackson, man.
Jackson second.
Jackson.
I think Jackson top three because I think Chris Wood's having a better season.
True.
Duran needs a
what? Duran.
He needs an honorable.
What's Duran? Duran.
The man. Them are not saying Haaland.
Bro, he's Holland, thinking Holland, the joint right Holland, now,
but it's still up there, though.
Let me see the last time he's right school, man.
I hate him.
Man, will just come and just score 4 goals next game.
Honestly, and I'll be like, oh.
But right now, though, right now. Come on, man.
Yeah, right now, it's mad.
Let me see the last time this nigga scored.
How many touches did Haaland have today?
Oh, because
I know if that was Lukaku, they'll put that front and centre on Sky Sports. Yeah,
with the cross on thing and fam, the boots on.
The cross on and the Timberland.
Timberland, everything. Everything.
Stone Island hat.
Everything.
Now, them and they violate.
Haaland, the only thing that Haaland is holding corn for is stay humble. He's not getting those Sky Sports.
21 touches. Yeah,
almost as many as me.
You must. Okay, so we're going to count maybe 2 of those kickoff.
Yeah. I don't think he had a shot.
He had one shot today.
Shots off target, 0-0. Who knows, man?
He had one shot today, but it was like, he shot and like, it hit the guy. The guy was like from me to T, like distance, innit?
Damn. Yeah, fam. So, damn. What was he going to say, Jengi?
No. I was just going
to rubbed.
He's rubbed. And I was going to say, this is a funny story. One manager was telling me that he played Monaco one time, I think it was a Europa League qualifier. He said he only had 4 touches of the ball in it. I said, oh, how can you only got 4 touches? He said, though, kickoffs. I said, damn.
Yay.
He got beefy. Shout out Jimmy Gillingham, man. If you know who Jimmy Gillingham is, but Jimmy Gillingham is, I can't remember where he's at right now, but he's a coach.
That is funny.
When I said
man.
He played Monaco, Europa League, he only had 4 touches of the ball. He said, though, kickoffs. I said, safe.
Oh, yeah, I went to Boreham Wood this week as well.
Did
they played St Albans. It was Hertfordshire derby, innit? Bournemouth won 3-0. Shout out Kwesi Appiah. 5 goals in his last 2 games. Shout out the keeper as well.
Appiah.
Kwesi Appiah.
Short, black.
He's like...
Has he got dreads?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
That might be so
Ghanaian. He looks like 6'1". Light skin as well.
Oh, he's tall? That's so nice. Okay, that's so nice.
Yeah. Bro, he scored a hat-trick. Banged the hat-trick. It was peak. A header, right foot and left foot. What are you saying,
perfect hat, yeah.
Nicking a move.
Maybe move up a step, and then he scored 2 goals in a week as well. Apparently, Bournemouth are like second in the league, something like that.
Oh,
close, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to keepers. Our keeper made a mad 1-on-1 save.
They could go up
in the St Albans game. I think
Bournemouth.
Yeah. I think he was key. I think he's. You know, they do team of the week. I think he was team of the week, in the weekend just before.
Where's Bournemouth? Like they National League Prem.
National League South.
National League South.
Oh, so they'll go to.
Yeah. Also, I seen when I was there, when I sat down, I'm looking, obviously the guy on the tannoy is reading out the starting lineups.
Yeah.
I know the centre mid for St Albans.
Who's
okay.
it?
Matt Lynch. He went to my school. Same school that Miles Lewis Skelly went to. Same school that Charlie Patino went to.
Okay.
Matt Lynch, he was a year above me. He was a decent player.
Yeah,
he's one of them man.
Did Joe play?
Nah, he's Hitchin, innit? He's at Hitchin now.
He changed teams again?
Yeah, he's at Hitchin Town now. St Albans, they're like bottom. Bottom of the league. They're dead.
Okay.
So, yeah, St Albans.
What
like
did you think? Quick
league.
Question. Yeah, what did you think of the football? Do you think you could play that level, if you were like consistently like training and stuff like that? Because I'm not gonna lie, some teams up there.
Potentially.
There's not really like a.
It don't like I'm looking at it, and it don't look. Unbelievable. Yeah, it looks good. Yo, them men are good. And like, them men, they train, there's patterns, boom, 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 boom. But like, if I was like training twice a week for like the last 2-3 years and I caught up, I reckon I could potentially keep up with them. Yeah.
I've heard, the thing I've heard about like those levels and that kind of level is a couple of my friend plays. He plays National League North now. Mm. He was saying like there's some players that can get to that level just on engine and fitness.
Yeah,
they're not technically the best player, some but because they work hard.
Especially the North side, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and they play and they're really
the
like
South side's a bit
fit
more,
and athletic.
A bit more competition because it's like London.
Yeah,
North,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're, if you're
some
man got there
just on engine, fam.
Go on.
Yeah, just on athleticism. It's so, crazy. Yeah, fam. It's one of those. But big them up, though. Still,
yeah,
still
for real. Yeah, right. They're still there. Like, if it was easy, yeah, everyone would be there. Then, so.
yeah, for real.
Go give them some credit.
Shout out, yeah. Shout out, Matt Lynch. Shout out.
We should go to some non-league games, you know.
I've been to like 2-3.
Yeah, but I mean, we should go as a group.
Yeah, let's do it, bro.
Get on the fucking
local one. Local one.
Oh, yeah, we'll go east. We'll come east. Don't worry.
Let's try and run it.
We'll go Billericay.
I'm going to go to them Boston and them Jets there.
Have you got that league up?
Yes.
Boston and them Jets, Eastbourne. Yeah,
what teams are like? I mean, for me, there's Barnet as well. Like, I could go Barnet.
Barnet's calm.
Barnet, we could go watch Barnet.
There's Bromley. Bromley, potentially.
Who remembers? I don't know if you guys were... did you guys ever go to Barnet Charles? Barnet Charles, back in the day, Open Charles.
No.
I remember when I saw... Do you know Smiler?
He laughed. Yeah, it was it.
Do you know Smiler?
I've heard of Smiler, yeah.
I've heard of that name.
I mean, when I saw him there, yeah, man, I was just like...
Oh, no.
Man, it's like, yo, all these bullets fitting they can boo. So, man's a booler, you know. Man does boo, man does road. I was like, whoa. I said, who's this guy?
Too aggressive.
Man, he's coming at so much crud.
But yeah, okay, we can mark down Barnet. We can mark down Bromley.
Dagenham and Redbridge.
Dagenham. Yeah, could
that,
do that.
Yeah, Dagenham would be. Yeah,
okay.
Dagenham, yeah, that's fine.
I could do that.
Honestly, Kidderminster.
Whoa, Kidderminster. Yo, that's.
Is it?
You know what? Sorry,
guy with a season ticket for Dagenham Redbridge.
Is it
Hemel Enfield?
Hemel's Quay. Sorry,
Hemel.
Maidstone. No.
It's Quay, bro. It's further than Watford than that. Yeah.
Oh,
it's out of London.
It's like, it's out there. Oh.
It's between like Luton and London.
Dead. No. What was the other one?
I can watch that man on YouTube. It's fine.
What was the two just you said?
Enfield.
Yeah, I could do Enfield.
Enfield.
What, Enfield?
Hornchurch.
Oh, you're talking about any non-league teams?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But those are all in the same league, innit?
Yeah. Enfield, Hornchurch.
What, Finchley and Wingate?
Bro, that's like, in that North West?
North, where is it?
Yeah. These sides, I think it's these sides.
Yeah, not far from here.
Oh, we're being at the location. No. We're not Northwest. We're located in South.
This is Cube Elephant, all right?
Elephant and Castle. We're in Elephant and Castle.
Right, man. Just to get back to Haaland.
Yeah.
In his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 Premier League games, 3 goals.
You see what I'm talking about?
No.
So this is what we're talking about, form.
Yeah.
So and you have to see. He started off, his first game against Chelsea, goal. Game against Ipswich, 3 goals. Game against West Ham, 3 goals. Game against Brentford, 2 goals. Game against Arsenal, 1 goal. And then from there, where stay humble, the curse kicked in. Because since then, he's only scored 3 goals in the Prem. And he was on the match. Bro, before that, he had...
pattern against Ipswich and West Ham and that robbed, man.
He had 10 goals before that.
That's crazy.
So that means,
The universe said, what?
Yeah, they said,
stay humble. We gifted you... Hold this, man.
Yeah, facts, bro. So
he ain't gonna score for a minute now.
Yeah, man. So that's what I'm saying.
Good, man.
Big up, well.
I don't even know when he's gonna score.
Jackson.
You know,
Jackson. You win the conversation, my friend.
Who they got next? Tottenham. Oh, Rashford. Oh, they got no centre backs. Yeah. It's over.
Him got Rashford against.
I can't lie. I think Tottenham can beat them. Do you know what's so mad? I think teams are now facing City and be like, yo, bro, we can actually beat these men.
That's what I said last week. They smell blood.
Yeah, the monsters.
They smell blood now.
Because even the Man United game, I was like, I can't lie, Man United can win this game. And
they could get back in it at least. Like, it was 1-0 for time. City weren't doing enough to get away from them.
Yeah, for real.
Facts, man. All right, man. Let's end on Tottenham. Let's end on them. Smashing 5-0. Smashing Southampton 5-0. Goals from Son, Kulusevski, Madison with 2 goals. And
What did you say earlier? You have to say it on the pod. You have to.
What was I saying?
The whitewashing thing.
Affirm. It's 5-0 at half time.
Yeah.
You know, 3-0 whitewash.
Yeah.
So in that first half, there's two men that have been on the pad. It's almost going to be a third man.
Yeah.
Fam.
Do you know what makes it so funny? Yeah, is because when you're losing 3-0, it's like, we're losing 3-0. Hey, give it a pad.
Yeah,
come off
you
the pad, man.
Yeah. And you're getting smashed as well.
Nah, you know what? Nah. One more and you're coming off the pad as well. You run out of mandem.
That is absolutely diabolical.
Hey, how can it get worse?
Here we go. Tottenham 18 shots on goal, man. 6 Whoa. Big chances. Wow. Bloody hell, man.
I'm surprised Fink didn't score, you know. Solanke.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? How can you score 5 goals and you're striking the score? Crazy.
There's not much
to say about Tottenham, isn't it? Because, bro, next week, when they play us.
They do this, bro. Didn't they smack City 4-0?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Do you understand?
And Big Ange is under pressure, man.
Slapped City, you know.
And they've slapped Aston Villa, but then, like, they'll be 2-0 up against Brighton and then collapse.
They capitulate, yeah.
And then they'll lose to Ipswich 2-1. Mm. And then, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much Jekyll and Hyde stuff.
No, it really.
I can't. Like, when they slap teams, they slap teams.
Yeah, when they slap teams, they slap.
When I slap you.
Yeah, when I slap you.
Shout out Kulusevski, man. He's been team of the year. I might put him in team of the year if he continues, isn't it?
And you know what? The one thing, I guess we do have to big up Ange because I guess he did come as a wide player, but I feel like the central thing for him has been working really well as well. I feel like he's been playing a bit more inside. I know he played out wide on this game. But I'm not mad at him.
He's finally started to play Madison as a 10, and he's got his form back because he was playing Madison like centre mid, and it was just like, he's not doing this payload thing, this deep conductor thing. Just put him in the 10, bro.
9.2 today. Holman starting with a 9.3. And man, them the Premier League looks like this. We're gonna end it like match of the day. You know how they show the league at the end.
That's cool. I wish I had
a funny. You know how Gary Lineker sums it up.
He's always got a dad joke.
Yeah.
Could you see Eze at Tottenham?
Yeah.
Where would he play?
Well, actually, I guess there's a queue in it for.
I want him to do more than that, though.
Yeah, no, he's better than
like
that.
Where? Because he has to leave
Arsenal.
He has to leave Palace, though. Oh, Arsenal.
He could play for Arsenal, though.
On the left.
Left eight. Left eight. No, not on the left. Nah, that's poverty. That's slavery. Don't do that.
He could do that, though.
So he can actually get the ball and drive at man and take the ball past man through the middle.
Hey, if Arsenal directors, we're going to
mature him then.
Eze.
So he's not just a skiller.
Eze should be
from
Eze
South.
We've
got form like that. Paul Davis. I'm reading his book.
Big him up.
But Ian Wright. We've got man from South.
We've got Editage. Rocky Rocastle.
Play it Rocky.
That might be an interesting one still. Eze to Arsenal, man. You heard it here first.
Man, take that.
We shall take it.
He needs to do better than Tottenham.
He does need to do better than Tottenham. But man, them. You know what time it is, man. We're going to be at the same place, same time this week, man. If you're listening to the audio version of the podcast, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Do all that good stuff for us, man. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe as well. We shall be back. We shall be returning, man. Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac.
But for now, we shall see you same place. Hey, thank you for listening. Same place, same time. And next week, baby. And let's go.
Benched, a 14-HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.